And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva, 1712, the man who wrote Man is Born Free and Everywhere He Is in Chains, author of The Social Contract, 1762, in which he said the natural condition of humanity is to be lawless and brutal, and it's through an agreed social contract that humans are able to rise above their own nature. It was on this day, 1888, Robert Louis Stevenson left San Francisco, set sail for the South Seas, suffering from tuberculosis. He traveled with his wife, Fanny. They arrived in Samoa and decided to stay there. He wrote some journalistic accounts of the region and then died of a brain hemorrhage in 1894 at the age of 44. The author of Treasure Island, Kidnapped, and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's the birthday of John Wesley, 1703, in Lincolnshire, England. His father was a nonconformist, a dissenter from the Church of England. John Wesley became a founder of the Methodist movement, preaching to people out in the fields in the small towns, preaching that Christians could be made perfect in love by taking action to please God and to promote the welfare of the less fortunate. He was an ardent abolitionist. A tireless man, traveled a 250,000 miles on horseback, wrote or translated more than 200 books, preached 40,000 sermons. John Wesley, whose rule was, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. It's the birthday of Eric Ambler, born London, 1909, first author to write stories about international espionage based on real life. His books include Cause for Alarm and Journey into Fear. And it was on this date in 1928 that Louis Armstrong and his band, the Hot Five, recorded West End Blues. He was 26. He lived in Chicago. The song was written by King Oliver, but Armstrong's cover of it was considered legendary, featuring Earl Father Hines on piano, one of the first recorded examples of Armstrong scat singing. The composer Gunther Schuller said that West End Blues was a creative innovation that summarized the past and predicted the future. Here's a poem for today by X. J. Kennedy, What We Might Be, What We Are. If you were a scoop of vanilla and I were the cone where you sat, if you were a slowly pitched baseball and I were the swing of a bat, if you were a shiny new fishhook and I were a bucket of worms, if we were a pin and a pin cushion, we might be on intimate terms. If you were a plate of spaghetti and I were your piping hot sauce, we'd not even need to write letters to put our affection across. But you're just a piece of red ribbon in the beard of a Balinese goat, and I'm a New Jersey mosquito. I guess we'll stay slightly remote. What We Might Be, What We Are by X. J. Kennedy from Exploding Gravity, published by Little Brown and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.